I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. If a kid misses a few kindergarten classes, it seems pretty low stakes. No big deal, right? But there's research now showing a link between chronic absenteeism in elementary school and dropping out in high school. So there's a push to tackle it early on. Megan Burks of KPBS heads to one heavily immigrant school in San Diego that's trying to get young kids to school on time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy.
It's 7 in the morning, and Crystal Ortega is waking up Aaron, her 5-year-old. They have 2 hours to get to school.
Good morning, sunshine.
Ortega tries to sound cheery, but lately it's been a struggle. The principal flagged her kids for showing up late too many times, but the principal's warning also comes with a helping hand. At Adams Elementary, where the boys go, a new program is matching chronically absent students with social workers who try to get to the bottom of what's keeping them from school. It's part of a nationwide push by United Way to tackle dropout rates, which are high among Latino families like this one. For the Ortegas, underlying problems include a marriage that ended and left Crystal Ortega with no car, one income, and a new home, a tiny trailer farther from school.
It was a cold part.
On icy mornings like this, the family's routine must go fast.
Get your backpack.
Once out the door, they walk to a bus stop a few blocks away. Their new home is 6 miles from school, but the maze of bus routes takes about an hour.
From home, we head on to the bus route number 3. From number 3, we catch either the orange line or the blue line to Civic Center. And then from there, we get the 215 rapid bus to 35th Street. And then 35th Street, we walk down to Adams School. Mm-hmm.
The final leg of the trip is familiar. The Ortegas walk through the neighborhood they once called home before the marriage ended. Ortega says she's tried to keep things consistent for her boys, but the instability makes it hard for them to get to school before the first bell. Aaron, in kindergarten, missed a few mornings as they learned the bus system. His older brother Nicholas missed classes too.
He went a little bit below basic. He has to turn in his homeworks on Fridays, and he wasn't here to turn that in.
But last October, things started turning around slowly. That's when the Ortegas showed up on Kelly Young's caseload. She's with United Way's Every Child, Every Day program at the elementary school. It's her job to intervene when the district flags students with attendance problems. Young connects those families, many immigrants, to services that might help.
Just basic things like issues of lack of food, housing, clean clothes, insurance, transportation, those can all be barriers for parents bringing their children to school.
Ortega says just having an ally like Young helps, showing her resources she didn't know about before.
I just wanted peace of mind and keep myself focused.
Shayna Gross is a senior vice president with United Way of San Diego. She's convinced that programs like this, working with young students and their parents, improves graduation rates. And those can be low among Latino students.
We know if kids aren't in school, then they can't learn. And if you're not reading at grade level by third grade, then you're 4 times less likely to graduate high school.
But Gross doesn't know yet whether the program is improving academic scores at the 5 schools where it's run. But she says 3/4 of the students in the program improved their attendance. In fact, Aaron Ortega, the kindergartner, got good news the other day.
All right, good morning, Adams Elementary.
That's the school's principal. She applauded the students, Aaron among them, who had perfect attendance that month. The reward? Extra recess. For The World, I'm Megan Burks, San Diego.